It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you for tuning in today. Thousands of hunters are up north this Thanksgiving week for Wisconsin's annual deer hunt. Meanwhile, the state's first sanctioned wolf hunt is still going on. It's been underway for more than 5 weeks. As of yesterday, hunters had killed 90 wolves, meeting the quotas of two zones in the far northeastern corner of the state. Just over two dozen wolves remain to close the first season in the state, in which 1,160 permits were issued. Minnesota is also holding a wolf hunt and issued 3,600 licenses. UW-Madison Associate Professor of Environmental Studies Adrian Trevis studies wolves and our relationships to them. Trevis tells WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz he's been monitoring a progressive change in human attitudes towards wolves, and the shift is not positive.
So in 2009, we resampled some residents of Wisconsin whom we had surveyed in either 2001 or 2004 in hopes of measuring if their attitudes had changed towards wolves or wolf policy. We only chose a subset, those who lived in wolf range, and we measured a whole set of questions that were intended to get to understand their fear of wolves, competitiveness over deer. The things that we found that had changed in that 5 to 8 year interval was a lot more fear of wolves, a lot more competitiveness over deer, a lot more, significantly more approval for lethal control by government authorities, that is lethal control of wolves involved in attacks on domestic animals, significantly more approval for a regulated public hunting or trapping season, and quite a big jump in inclination to shoot wolves illegally, particularly among bear hunters. One of the surprise findings, we expected these changes in attitude, if they occurred, we expected them to reflect personal experience, that the individuals we were resampling had had bad experiences with wolves. And we measured that in two ways. We asked first if they'd seen or heard wolves around their land. We didn't think that was a bad experience, but it reflected exposure to wolves. And we asked them if they had lost domestic animals to wolves. And we were surprised, really, that there was no correlation with personal experience in those two realms. So the personal experience of seeing or hearing wolves around your land, or the personal experience of losing a domestic animal to a wolf, neither of those correlated with a change in attitude. Not to say that those aren't important, but the people who changed attitudes were equally likely to have not had those experiences as to have had them. So what we're detecting is this broad-based change in what we call tolerance for wolves across a wide sector of the society that's living in wolf range. And it seems to be affected by something other than their personal experiences. And we hypothesize it has something to do with either possibly media coverage or broader issues involving the state and federal agencies that manage wolves, or perhaps people hearing things from neighbors, from friends, from celebrities, or from opinion leaders that are changing their attitudes more than their own personal experiences.
So you surveyed people primarily across northern Wisconsin?
That's correct, across Wolf Range, which includes a little bit of the Central Forest.
Across those areas, were there some differences in attitudes?
Some differences. So we have two panels of people that we've resampled. One panel is exposed to a lot of risk. They are much more likely to encounter wolves and to have lost a domestic animal. The second panel is drawn more randomly, includes some urban areas like Wausau. Now, everybody in both panels changed attitudes similarly, but the people from places like Wausau and Owen and Butternut, where we selected them randomly, their end point, their attitudes are more tolerant of wolves than our high exposure panel. So there's differences between people in how they feel about wolves and wolf policy, but the change in attitudes was similarly negative in both groups. And that's why we've concluded that there's been this broad-based decline in tolerance for wolves across interest groups, between men and women, even hunters and non-hunters, although it's much more noticeable amongst hunters.
Those categories that you mentioned earlier, Adrian, of the decline in tolerance and increased fear of wolves, et cetera, are those, again, sort of uniform or are some more acute? And I wanted to clarify the category in reference to deer. Does that mean that people believe wolves compete with hunters to harvest deer?
The question we ask specifically is, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Wisconsin's growing wolf population threatens deer hunting opportunities. And we got a significant increase in agreement with that statement. And it's good that you've pointed to the deer question, because that's the one, that's the question that's most closely associated with this inclination to kill wolves illegally. The people who had the greatest change in agreement about competition over deer, the people who agreed that the wolf population was threatening deer hunting opportunities, they're the ones more likely to indicate an inclination to kill wolves illegally. Not fear. It's not because of fear or loss of a domestic animal that's going to increase agreement about poaching wolves. It's that deer hunting question.
It's really interesting and kind of perplexing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little surprising to us because we're doing focus groups simultaneously. Well, not simultaneously. We're doing them this year in 2012. And we're not finding that deer hunters are that negative about wolves. It's particularly bear hunters who are negative about wolves. So bear hunters, of course, often hunt deer also. So the feelings about threatening deer hunting opportunities can be shared by many groups, not just the pure deer hunters. We're trying to sort out what's the difference within hunters, between different groups or subgroups of hunters, and we're finding a lot of heterogeneity. There's a lot of variability in attitudes within the hunters. So, for instance, the bear hunters were more inclined to kill a wolf illegally. There are hunters that are not hunting bears are at a much lower level. Almost half as many non-bear hunters would kill a wolf illegally as bear hunters would. And we're finding that techniques for bear hunting meet with disapproval in a fairly significant portion of other hunters. And when we asked specifically in 2009, we asked specifically, what methods for hunting wolves would you oppose? We found 2-to-1 more people were against hunting with hounds than would use hounds. Actually, almost 3-to-1. And 2-to-1 were against the use of bait or traps versus the percentage who would want to use bait or traps to hunt wolves. So there's a lot of variation within the hunting community. And I'm trying to get a handle on what is the mainstream hunter, what is the most common hunter, and what attitudes do they have.
Over the study period, though, from 2001, the first one, to this most recent in 2009, the wolf population increased significantly, and there was momentum toward the wolf hunt.
That's right.
Do you think those changes over time influenced attitudes in themselves?
Yeah, I think so. The wolf population almost tripled, and you can see that reflected in today's political debate that's basically arguing that the wolf population just has to be brought down in number. And at the same time, I think there was a lot of resentment and hostility towards the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the federal agents who were managing the wolf. I feel some of that hostility has been transferred to the state agency now that's managing wolves, the DNR. So the background to the 8 years of our study is a lot of change in the wolf population and the policy setting. And I think some of our many of our respondents probably changed attitudes because they were a little fed up with all of those background conditions. And I think a lot of residents of Wisconsin were fed up with the long delay in delisting the wolf. In other words, the long delay between federal authority and state authority. However, interestingly, the resumption of state authority for wolves in 2012 does not seem to be associated with an increase in tolerance. Now, for the wolf or for wolf policy. Now, those are not results we've published, so that's going to have to come out next year.
The Wisconsin's first wolf hunt is underway, and hunters have harvested, I think, more than 75% of the 116 quota,
I believe that's
quota,
right? Yep, I think that's
so,
right.
So, based on this research, could you extrapolate that illegal wolf kills, which I read in your information, typically spike during gun deer season?
Yes.
Are those kills likely to be higher than before, or are the two unconnected, do you think?
Okay, that's very hard to say because there's so little data around the world for the relationship between poaching, which is illegal killing, and the legal killing during a regulated harvest. The jury's still out on this because we have some results from Europe that show no relationship, and we have some results also from Europe that show a decrease in poaching when there was a regulated harvest. So right now, I'm really curious, waiting to hear what the DNR reports about illegal killing. We do, because of our paper, which happened before the wolf harvest became a reality, I believe there's going to be an increase in poaching. But our respondents in 2009, when asked, my tolerance for wolves would decrease if people could hunt them legally, almost 50% of our respondents agreed with that statement. So that suggests that now that a hunting season is on, there will be more tolerance for wolves, which might mean less illegal killing. That's what our paper would lead me to predict. But our focus groups, again, and the conversation in many venues this last year suggests there's still a lot of anger out there. And if anger drives illegal killing, we may see no change or even an increase.
Based on then the three samples of these surveys, what predictions can be drawn from what you've learned?
It suggests that personal experience of loss of a domestic animal and personally seeing or hearing wolves is not enough to change people's attitudes. There are other things going on, like what you hear from neighbors and colleagues and in the media, that could be changing people's attitudes more strongly. Now, that doesn't mean that a person participating in the wolf hunt is going to feel unchanged by that participation. We never asked that question. So it's possible that this public harvest of wolves will, in fact, satisfy those who are angry, and we'll see tolerance increase. But the jury's out on that, and there are a lot of signs that that's an over-optimistic forecast. I personally expect tolerance to remain low for quite some time.
I think you also mentioned that unless interventions are implemented to improve attitudes, you'd expect attitudes to continue to
decline.
Yeah.
Yeah. The wolf hunt itself is proposed as the intervention.
Okay.
There's two parts to that. One is maybe hunters will value wolves as game, and they have shown in the past a record for conserving game species that they value. Rural communities who aren't participating in the hunt, though, you might expect them only to feel better if the number of depredations declines or these fears for human safety are eliminated or reduced. So we need to also monitor how are the depredations across the state doing, and do people feel safer? Are there fewer bold wolves that are scaring people? And it'll take some time to collect those data, but it's a really important component of deciding if the public wolf harvest has worked.
So right now, there is not evidence that intervention, and what we're talking about again is the hunt.
Yeah.
That would indeed, you know, change attitudes. That's the jury's out on that because you have to collect and crunch the data, right?
Correct. And, yeah.
So that's the next big step in pushing forward and dissecting attitudes and what is or is not changing.
Exactly. We need to know how people in Wisconsin feel after the hunt is over.
Adrian Trevis heads the Carnivore Coexistence Laboratory at UW-Madison. The study he co-authored about shifting attitudes of Wisconsinites towards wolves will appear in an upcoming issue of Conservation Biology. He spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. We'll take a break now and then hear the first of two interviews about historic November shipwrecks on the Great Lakes. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.